Desi, noun, a person of Indian, Pakistani, Bangladeshi, Nepali, or Sri Lankan origin who lives abroad.
American Desi. Well, that's what we hope to discover here.
What up, everybody in the American Desi listening community? I am Arjun.
And I'm Akash.
That was the most pretentious way of introducing our community.
Well, I was going to point out how small the community is.
No, man. We're grown numbers, bruh.
Yeah, we are.
Love
we
our
are.
Community. How's that? We decided to switch it up a little bit this week because I know I appreciate everybody. We've been kind of switching it up a lot over the last few weeks. Just like, you know, obviously, as you all know, I'm in Vancouver still, and Akash has been blowing up working a lot. And
Arjun getting too famous, guys. That's the problem.
So we wanted to switch it up because we knew that, Thursday's Thanksgiving. We weren't going to drop a discussion episode this week, you know, because of that, because of the holidays. Everybody's going to be with family, and they should be. Hopefully, you get to be with yours.
Arjun doesn't get to be with his because he's busy being famous.
I don't get to be. This is a fun thing, man. Canada, you know, we're working through Thanksgiving. Actually, my family was going to come out here, but, my pops had a little bit of a health scare, and we were like, nah, man, just, like, stay back over there.
He's all right.
Yeah, he's good. He's good now. Yeah, everything's cool. But, you know, it's just a couple follow-ups. And it's like, I'm going to see everybody over Christmas, like, a few weeks later. So I was like, don't fly all the way across the country, like, go through immigration, all this sort of bullshit, just for a couple days. Take care of yourselves, and I'll see you guys in a couple weeks. But I hope everyone out there listening gets to be with their family over the weekend. And we just kind of wanted to chop it up about just, like, there were a couple things that I've been noticing going on in the world that I wanted to talk with you about. But first, I'm wondering, how you doing? You good?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm home for Thanksgiving. My umma's here in the room. She's getting her blouses ready for the show that we're going to on Thursday. Umma, say what's up to the podcast.
What's up, everybody? Love you all.
It's so funny. She's so much nicer than Akash is.
It's almost crazy. Like, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense at all. So you going to a shadi? You going to try and find that wifey?
Bruh, stop it. Don't get me in trouble.
I got just dating somebody right now. He doesn't like me to throw this up on spot, but he is.
Fine. I like to you know try what I mean? What you expect me to say? Yeah, I'm looking? No.
No, man. You were supposed to say, nah, man, I'm good. That's
every
beautiful.
Time I see a cute girl from now on, I'm just going to say, excuse me, miss, I have a girlfriend.
Ladies of American Daisies, I'm so sorry to say Akash is off. What is
the market.
Unavailable.
Off the market?
Off the market. Thank you. Man, that joke would have been so much funnier if I remember the thing. All right, let's jump into real stuff, though. Let's stop being goofy. I noticed something on Facebook that's been popping up around. Amir Khan is trending right now.
Really?
Yes. Because of the most interesting thing that's going on. He tweeted, now... Amir Khan, for those of you non-Desi listeners, or even some of the Desi listeners that don't know, is a very famous Bollywood actor. He's actually my favorite Bollywood actor, but he's an amazing actor that, like, recently, back in 2012, started this series called, let me find out what it was called, Satyamev Jayate. Man, I'm really messing that up. But it was a 25 episodes of TV where highlighting issues that were going on in India. From, you know, the hypocrisy of the government to Indian families rife with child sexual abuses, dowry torture, school systems with corporal punishments. And he went in on, like, just the things that were, you know, not right. And recently he tweeted that over the last 6 to 8 months, he's been seeing so much intolerance in India that it's making him and his wife think about leaving India.
Ooh.
I was like, whoa. And that was a fascinating thing to think because, you know, what's going on in India? This place that you and I keep talking about, like, wanting to go back to from a standpoint of that. But India is becoming a place that Amir Khan is saying that it is so intolerant that he's thinking about leaving.
Intolerant toward whom?
There's just a lot of intolerance between Hindu and Muslims. There's been a lot of sectarian violence over the last 8 months that Narendra Modi has not, like, spoken up about at all. We all know, obviously, about everything that's been going on in gender equality. But it's an interesting thing. And now what's fascinating is the way he's being attacked, because he's being attacked for him being like not being patriotic. Yeah. And it was what this guy once, one of the posters says, those 3 years in 2012, he wrote, like, he made these incredible episodes and made like a lucrative career and was being lauded for those 25 episodes where he exposing one hypocrisy after another. And then fast forward to 2015, and the say Amir Khan articulates similar maladies, and suddenly he's a media actor that should be packed to Pakistan.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he's Muslim. You can't, you know, yeah, that's a dangerous position to take, is anti-India stuff when you're Muslim. Yeah, people are going to respond. It shouldn't be, but you're not allowed to have opinions anymore, man. This is the problem with social media and everybody getting opinion. Like, we get emails sometimes from people like, how dare you say this? You're so ignorant. And it's like, all right, but why do you get to have an opinion? You're nobody. And that's what Twitter is. Just a bunch of nobodies with opinions. He should go back to Pakistan. Or maybe he's done more good in his life than you, and you should shut up.
I mean, I have a problem with thinking that, like, someone's nobody and they don't deserve to have an opinion, but I do think that they need to, like, I think I just people need to be more careful and more responsible about what they say and, like, more responsible with what they do. But it is kind of crazy, man, like, that there's, like, this whole intolerance thing in India that's coming up right now that, like, you know, I haven't been super aware of, truthfully.
I'm not aware of it, but I'll tell you what's not tolerant is when someone says India is intolerant and you say, why don't you just get the hell out? That's not a good argument back. You're not really winning the argument by doing that. You're kind of just proving his point.
But it makes me sad, though. It makes me sad that India is a place that, you know, this man that, like, you know, obviously is dedicated his life to trying to improve society. I mean, obviously, he did those 25 episodes not just to, like, point that out. It was his way of trying to, you know, make change. And 3 years later, he's like, man, maybe I need to give up. That's the reason that it's really, like, that's what's striking for me, and that's what's, like, hitting me in this interesting way. It's like, whoa, someone that's, like, dedicated, if he's like, man, there's no hope in changing a space, that makes me sad, because that's not the India that I grew up in, and that's not the India that I think about. That's not the India I hold dear in my heart, you know?
That's fair, but I also think anytime you're trying to do something good, something worthwhile, there's gonna be times where you want to give up. And I don't really know what's going on in India enough to have an opinion one way or the other, but I will say that when you're trying to do something worthwhile, you almost always want to quit. Even like on a small scale, like you as an actor, I'm sure there's moments where you're like, Jesus, is even worth it?
Sure. Maybe, but I was never public about it.
That's true. You know what I mean? That's a good point.
I was internal about that stuff. And like, I had moments where I was like, oof, I don't know if I can make this. I don't know if I can make it. But I wasn't like going out there like to my millions of fans being like, yo, I'm done.
That's a good point.
So I think that's why maybe it feels like their like stakes are higher, you know,
right?
That he was like so ready to just say fuck it in some ways, right? And I would love, you know, people in the community that like have better information about this. I'm not pretending to be an expert on this situation. It's something that I became aware of this morning, and I'm like, whoa, what's going on?
I am openly an idiot, so guys, let me know what's going on.
But it was just, I don't know, it's like, it's really important for me, like, as we talk about, we keep talking about, like, what culture we're trying to preserve and, like, what is this India that we, like, holding on to? Like, and it's interesting because we're talking about this right after we re-released Arpita Kumar.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where that was a big conversation that we ended up talking about.
Right.
Like, what is the India that we're holding on to? Because she's like, yo, that India made me want to leave.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to go back to that India.
Right.
And it's like, does that thing that we're even holding on to, does it exist? Or maybe we can recreate it on some level. Maybe we have the space where we can recreate it right now. Ooh, that's an interesting idea.
Throw it out there, bro.
That's exciting.
Hey, man, if anybody's going to do it, it's going to be us and our hundreds of listeners.
Yeah, man, but you know, listen, it's also, you know, one thing I'm excited about though is, and I can throw hope to, is that hopefully the fact that this is a conversation that's going on in India will allow for some sort of change to occur.
Word.
You know?
Word.
I'm hopeful because, I mean, listen, you would speak more to this than I would, but Hinduism is incredibly tolerant.
Yeah.
religion. Can you speak to a little bit about that? Like what you, not like expertly, but just like your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's why I love Hinduism is, well, particularly with other religions, that's where I noticed it. But like, this is, I remember my whole life, and we grew up in the South where it's super Christian, and a lot of Christians there believe like, or at least then they used to believe like, if you're not one of us, you're going to hell. And I always remember that was such a foreign idea to me. And then as I grew up and saw people of other faiths, it was like, oh, if I'm willing to marry interfaith, I want to marry a Desi girl, but if it's interfaith, like I want the kids to be Hindu just because it's more like if I married a Muslim girl, my kids could go to the mosque if they were Hindu, but if they were Muslim, they couldn't go to the temple necessarily. I mean, necessarily.
Right, right, right. That's like by the scripture, like the
right. They couldn't necessarily believe what I believe, but if, you know. So that's why I always liked Hinduism so much. It's such a beautiful thing to me. And it's dynamic and it's open to change and like all these other things that I hear. And then if you hear that it's intolerant and then we get, it's like, I don't know. We always tend to stray from religion and the teachings.
But the actual teachings and like use it for influence.
Right. Right.
Because because people in power, absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Right.
And that's the saying, you know. It is disappointing, though, that, like, when you're, you know, Modi, I'm calling you out right now because you're listening. But but if you are, man, if this somehow finds your ears, I'm calling you out, man. If you're gonna be head of the party that is, like, the Hindu National Party, if there's intolerance, then you have to speak out against it because you are not upholding the tenets of your faith. Word. Like, you're not. And if you're going to be the standard bearer of a party that, like, claims to be the party of Hinduism, like, you best be correct. And you're not. Ooh. You're not being correct at all.
Preach, dog.
That's the thing. It's like, I don't know, man. That's the thing. It's like, come on. We come from what I hold this, I mean, and we come from these amazing, like, ancestral space of, like, tolerance and, you know, balance and meditation. I don't know, like all of these things that are just incredible, and it to see it bastardized hurts. It hurts. So I get, you know, people, community, if you know more about this, please hit us up. You know, Amir Khan, you have my support again. I hope that means something. Yeah, I'm just reading more stuff about it as I'm talking.
Also, if you have another role in a movie, Arjun would love to be a part of it.
In Amir Khan, with Amir Khan?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, he's one of my favorite Indian actors. I mean, he was a little crazy in Three Idiots that he was playing college because he, man's 50 years old, but still.
He killed it, though.
Love that dude. I'm just reading this, man. I think this is the wife, Kiran Rao. She said she fears for her child. She fears what this atmosphere around us will be. She feels scared to open the newspapers every day.
Like, I need that's to know what they're actually talking about. Someone please tell us what they're talking about. Because, that's a bit of, like, that's a crazy tweet or whatever, opinion in general. I would like to know what they're scared of. Maybe it is that crazy. I don't know.
Right. Well, let's jump to this email we got. Because this was another cool thing we got from the community. Rima Patel. Hey, Arjun and Akash. First of all, I wanted to let you know I love the podcast. I've written before, but I'd like to reiterate that what you all do is important and wonderful. I know you guys joke about people not listening, but I'm currently in my first year of medical school, and I will always find time to listen to the podcast, even if it's in 5-minute increments. So thank you for doing what you do. I'm writing because the other day, in the wake of the attacks in Paris, I kept hearing and experiencing the most ignorant comments and actions. I am not Muslim. I am Hindu. But in this country especially, I think now is the time to finally realize that brown is brown, that we all have come from similar cultural backgrounds with similar immigrant/first generation experiences. And if there was ever a time to stand together and defend and protect each other, now is that time. I've recently heard too many Indian people trying to separate themselves, trying to explain that they are not Muslim. I think that is a ridiculous argument, one that has roots in racism. I would love to hear your thoughts and the thoughts of others on this topic. This should be our call to action. I'm not talking about simply words and discussion, which yes, definitely should be had, but also tangible change. At the medical school I am, we are currently trying to figure out if it is possible to organize a volunteer program to give physicals and healthcare to refugees. The hate towards refugees is heartbreaking. Y'all have discussed before the success our people have had in this country. Now it's time to share it, or at least not participate in the bigotry of people simply for their acceptance. It's embarrassing. She also then adds a postscript. Y'all should come do a panel in Texas because it's the state that matters the most. I thought you would enjoy that.
Yeah.
For you. Rima Patel.
I want to say my brother has a friend named Rima who listens to this podcast. I don't know if it's the same one. But shouts to her. Appreciate the email. And I agree. Yeah. Listen, I don't necessarily agree that we should end the racism. I just think it's us against white people. Oh, man. Okay. No, seriously, though. She's right. We've always said this. Brown is brown. And there's not enough of us in this society to subdivide. Like in India, I don't think it's right, but it makes sense that we would subdivide between different, like Gujarati, Punjabi, what, you know what I mean? But here, there's not enough. We are 1% of the population max. Max. And we're going to start subdividing within that 1%?
Well, and I think she hits on something else that I think is really important. And she talks about the nature of community, right? And shared experiences. Now, and this is something that I care about and we both care about because we have a lot of other immigrant, like other first generation or other people from immigrant communities come on our show because we know there are similarities. That we know that, like, they've experienced things that we've experienced and it's a share. And that somehow bridges us as a community. And for us to then ignore that community because then it makes it's one, it's inconvenient or it like makes us look bad.
Oh,
is so fucked up.
And to your point about the community and the culture, that's the biggest thing we have in common. It's not, I mean, religion is definitely a big part of most of our lives, but like culturally we relate on so many of these things. Our upbringing, our parents wanting us to do this job, our parents doing this if we don't get all A's. It's all so similar. Religion is a huge deal, and I'm a religious person, but like we still have way more in common just based on how we grew up than we do not in common, for lack of a term. I'm an idiot. I can't speak right now, but you see what I'm saying.
I know what you're trying to say. I mean, it's... Yeah, I mean, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly with you, Rima, that it is that we should be supporting our brothers and sisters that are experiencing ignorance and racism simply because we've felt that. But I say that same thing about our brothers and sisters in the Black community, in the Latino community, in the East Asian community.
Slow down.
No, jokes aside, though, like this is how I feel. Like, you know what I mean? Like we're all in this together. You know, and I think on some grander level, I think everyone's in it together. And I do agree with that. I'm not trying to create it like an us versus that's a crazy construct to create. But like, I don't know. It's sad to hear like some South Asian that there are Indian people saying like, whoa, 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 but that's not me. And then somehow complicitly agreeing with people that like that these terrorists were a byproduct of like that all Muslims are then terrorists. I mean, Donald Trump is saying ridiculous shit at this point about that. And like, he's not like an outlier. There are many people that are feeling this way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, anytime you attack Trump, I'm going to want to defend him because I think he's hilarious and I think he's good for America. And he really makes my day better.
But he's also indicative that there are other people. He's not the only person that's thinking that. That's the only reason I'm bringing
him up. Oh, sure. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I also want to like take a moment to say shouts to that you guys are figuring out a way to do a volunteer program to try to help refugees. I think that's incredible. I think that anytime that people are volunteering and giving back, I think that they should be lauded because I think that that's divine, like service to others. Like, I think at the end of the day, like, we should all be judged more by what we've done for others than anything else, you know?
Word.
So I think that's amazing. And you know, if you find out, if you, Rima, if you figure that out, let us know. We'll try to shout it out and try to get you guys as much help out in whatever way we can through our platform. Yeah, I mean, this whole refugee thing is interesting because, like, weren't we refugees on some level? You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, sure.
Isn't that like all, like we weren't experiencing hate or anything. We weren't not coming from that same, I'm not saying we were, but we wanted something better. Right. Like, our parents left wanting something better.
Right.
And yeah. refugees leave because they want something better for their kids. So this nation is brought up on that. And the fact that we're trying to close the fucking walls now because is I mean, that's unconscionable on so many levels to me. And the Republican leadership that is trying to do this, they're so backwards in their thinking. It's I just don't understand it. And that's the party that, like, loves to go back to the Constitution as much as possible.
Hey, buddy, here's the thing. When you start talking politics, I cannot care less, possibly. I could not possibly. As soon as you say Republican, Democrat, Trump, I'm just like, oh, God, am I back on Facebook? What's going on? What are we doing right now? What's happening?
We're talking about the refugee crisis because we're in a refugee crisis right now. This is.
Listen, I have about 3 minutes to dedicate to that.
I would love to hear the 3 minutes that you dedicate to that. I would love to hear that right now.
Oh, other people talking for 3 minutes. I'm going to just kind of just throw in a word every now and then so they think I'm listening. Preach! Church!
True. I mean, Well, you've just shut down my whole thing about refugees. My thing is this, that we were refugees, so how could we say, like, no to them?
That's a country of immigrants. We get, you know, it is what it is. Man, people really care a lot about things. You know what I mean? When did we get to this point?
I do want to say also, like, and this is on a personal note. I mean, my best friend's out in Chennai, and so I know this, that, like, there's a lot of flooding going on there. I know this is a crazy non sequitur, so I apologize, but I just thought about it. There's a lot of flooding happening in Chennai, India, and I'm sure it's more than Chennai, but I only know this because, you know, I was talking to her just this morning, and there's a lot, like, the low-lying areas, she was telling me, are fully submerged. It's going to be a tough time in Chennai for the next couple months. Those communities are definitely going to struggle to come back from this. So thoughts and prayers out there for them.
All right. I might go to India, by the way, for like 4 or 5 days. Did I tell you I'm going to Singapore for shows? Have we talked about this?
Whoa, no.
Have we actually not talked about this?
Actually, like, this is not like a podcast joke thing that we're doing, like a bit. This is really, I don't know that this. When are you going to Singapore? I hate Singapore so much.
Really?
Oh, God, I couldn't possibly enjoy being in a city less.
It's a city now? Okay.
Or country. It's a city country.
Is it? I don't know, buddy. Yeah. You could have told me it was a different planet. I'd been like, all right, fair enough. I'm going to Singapore for shows. Singapore and Malaysia. I'm going to do. I'm going to be gone from December 4th through December 21st. Andrew Schultz and me.
Amazing.
Yeah, we're going to be doing some shows out there. We might be doing some collaborations with MTV Asia. So if we have any intercontinental listeners in Asia, look out for us.
Word. That's going to be amazing. I can't wait to hear about that whole experience.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to try to go to India while I'm there. We have like 4 days off. Maybe I can slip by. I've never been to Mumbai, so I might try to make a quick trip out there if I have time. I don't know if I will.
Yes. You definitely should. It's going to be really interesting. The joke about Singapore is always this. What's the difference between Singapore and yogurt?
Yogurt has flavor?
No, yogurt has culture. So really? I'm really curious to hear how your shows go down, because I mean your shows aren't exactly like your shows are provocative, but I assume you and Andrew are going to talk about some shit.
Buddy, probably not. I'm afraid of getting caned.
Here's the thing, is you can say whatever you want, just don't bring weed. They will kill you.
Is that why you don't like Singapore?
No, I don't even smoke weed, so why what
narrative? I thought maybe you were in a more rebellious time in college or something.
No, I Singapore feels to me like George Orwell's like nightmare. It feels like 1984. It feels like it doesn't feel of this world at all.
Hey, is that a real thing? You can't spit?
I don't know about that.
I got a spitting habit.
Do you? Yeah. Do you?
Yeah.
You
I'm worried about this. I heard they're like, listen, I'm very much the ignorant American. You know what's going to be interesting is they like MTV Asia and I were pitching ideas back and forth. And one of the ideas was like, you know, how do Westerners respond to these tourist attractions? And it's weird going over to the East and being a Westerner. Whereas when I'm here, I'm always in Eastern. And we always talk about that. Right. Like, that's going to be the thing. But you only think about that in India. You don't think about the fact that in every other country, you're an American. If I'm in England, they don't see an Indian necessarily. They see an American.
You know, it'll be interesting how they respond to you in Singapore, though, at first.
I don't even know who's going to speak English. We don't know what the shows are going to be.
Okay, everyone speaks English.
It could be just all-out nightmares.
This is... You should do a modicum amount of, like, research.
Before. I know people in Singapore will speak English, but I don't know if they're going to be able to speak English well enough to follow a comedic act.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. I've done shows for Indians in America that are older, and they'll stare at me like I'm doing a tarot card reading. They look at me like a Three of Cups or whatever it's called every time I start doing a joke. They're just like, what? What is this? Spades upside down? Like, is it whatever the tarot cards are? They're just completely confused by everything about me.
Well, it's going to be an interesting experience, and I can't wait to talk to you about it once, either from there or once you get back. That'll be fun. That'll be definitely fun to talk about. But listen, let's wind this down with this. We got a couple community things that we want to talk about. We're, you know, this is a new, relatively new show for us. I mean, we started it, argumentatively, either in December or April of this year. But we're always kind of trying to figure out what's the best format. And we did want to ask the community to respond to us in this way, if you could, if you don't mind. We put out two episodes a week, the interview and then a discussion. And it's a lot of content, and we wonder if that's too much content for people to stay on top of. You know, we know we're not like a sports radio thing where you can just like, it's very light listening. We know that we usually tend to talk about some real shit. And so we were wondering if maybe it would be best so that people could stay more up to date with what we're putting out. If we start doing an interview on Monday and then we do the discussion the following Monday or Tuesday, you know what I'm saying. And it gives more people a chance to interact with us. It gives the community more chance to like hear it and then, you know, think about a response if they have it. We don't want to overwhelm you with content. You know, we want it to be something because we really do believe that this is not just a show for us. I mean, we this is a show for all of us, you know. And so to that end, we'd love for you guys to, you know, just drop us a line and let us know what you think about that.
Email us, holler at us. We're going to try to do a Twitter poll. Talk to us, guys. We've said this before. We just started this because we thought it needed to be done, but we're not like experts on how to do a podcast or, you know, whatever. Right. We all came into this together, basically. We're all growing through this together. And also, we didn't plan on getting as successful as we did, as quickly as we did outside of the pod. You know what I mean? Who knew Arjun would be in a different country filming for 6 months? Who knew I would be on MTV 2?
Oh man. All right, well, let me do a little special. So yeah, Akash is right. Just let us know. You know how to get at us on the Twitter, on the email. Akash mentioned a Twitter poll, which I still really don't understand what that is. So
we're gonna figure it out,
But what we're saying is we want your help, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you have ideas, man, like, be a part of the show in that way. You know,
and they probably won't be good ideas, but you just throw them out there anyway.
God, you are the worst.
Want to be honest with people, man.
I don't think... All right.
But we want to know them regardless.
Here's the last little thing I'm going to tease because, you know, one thing of being a listener to this, let's give it a little benefit. I'll tease y'all with some info before the general public will get to know it. But it looks like... This is not definite, so don't hold me 100% to this. But it looks like they're going to drop a sneak peek of the pilot... of The Magicians on December 16th. It's looking like that.
Set your DVRs. On that day, I'm on Joking Off on MTV 2 again. Shouts to MTV 2. We're both on TV the same day. That's kind of dope, actually.
Man, we won't even talk to each other that day. We'll just watch each other and feel
I'm
like we're...
I'm down. I'm going to be in Singapore, but I will have everyone I know record this show, The Magicians and Joking Off. Guys, get excited. This is cool. Also, check, what's the website with where they got the full profile on you? Is it sci-fi.com?
Sci-fi.com/The Magicians.
S-Y-F-Y. Sci-fi.com/The Magicians. There's a full write-up on Arjun's character. It's dope. Check it out. It looks super professional. He clearly is making more money than me. things are going well. You know what I mean?
We'll end it with this. Everyone have a beautiful Thanksgiving. I've been living in gratitude a lot over the last few weeks. I've really found a way to like just really be in gratitude for every day and like a lot. And it's really changed my experience of life. Like, I think I feel lighter. I'm able to work through life with so much more ease. Things that used to stress me out don't in the same way. It's really been a dramatic shift, and my work is better. I'm better to my family, to my friends. And so, you know, on Thanksgiving, man, take a moment to really just think of all the things that you are to be grateful. We have a tendency to focus on what we're lacking, but that's not the whole picture. You know, we have a lot to be grateful for.
Hey, I'm grateful for, all jokes aside, I'm grateful for all the people who listen and send us positive stuff. We definitely need that at times, because really, I make jokes, but it really does. And sometimes you're like, is anybody even listening? So everybody who sends us positive feedback and is like, you know, I'm glad this podcast is in our life. We appreciate y'all, man. We're thankful for y'all.
And yeah, and I'm thankful to you. I'm thankful to you being there with me throughout this journey.
Likewise, buddy. Likewise. Thankful to you. Thankful to all your success and and the money that I'm going to need to borrow pretty soon. And, you know, happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I'm Arjun.
I'm Akash.
We'll catch you next week.
God bless.